Good evening, I'm Jeff Glor, and we're going to begin tonight with Operation Varsity Blues.
What the Justice Department is calling the largest college admission scam they have ever prosecuted.
Ensnaring celebrities, CEOs, college coaches in a massive scheme to game the college admission system.
The mastermind is William Singer of Newport Beach, California, who pled guilty today to crimes including conspiracy and racketeering and became a cooperating witness.
Actress Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are among the 15 parents going before a Boston judge.
Yale, Stanford, USC, Wake Forest, Georgetown, athletic coaches who were taking bribes.
Prosecutors say 50 people are being charged nationwide in connection with a $25 million cheating scheme.
And it's already drawing outrage tonight from some who say this is yet another example of the wealthy and connected taking opportunity away from young people who've earned it.
Those were the headlines last month as news broke of the largest college admissions scheme ever prosecuted.
Today we have charged 33 parents nationwide with hiring Singer's group to defraud testing companies and/or various universities. These parents are a catalog of wealth and privilege. They include, for example, CEOs of private and public companies, successful securities and real estate investors, two well-known actresses, a famous fashion designer, and the co-chairman of a global law firm. Based on the charges unsealed today, all of them knowingly conspired with Singer and others to help their children either cheat on the SAT or ACT and or buy their children's admission to elite schools through fraud.
The children involved weren't admitted to college based on their merits, but solely through the wealth, status, and connections they held. To many, news of this scandal felt like a slap in the face, but it wasn't at all surprising. The illegal scheme only stood to highlight the glaring inequities and rampant corruption that plague the college admissions system today.
This case is about the widening corruption of elite college admissions through the steady application of wealth combined with fraud. There can be no separate college admission system for the wealthy, and I'll add that there will not be a separate criminal justice system either.
And again, it is yet another reminder of the corruption that has plagued Western society for centuries. In Shakespeare's Hamlet, Denmark stands at the crossroads of a prosperous nation plagued by corruption, as the well-connected and opportune King Claudius murders his brother and former king of Denmark, Old Hamlet, to marry his wife and assume the throne. Maybe it's why Shakespeare's famous line, "Something is rotten in the state of Denmark," continues to hold such resonance today. Like those involved in the admission scandal, King Claudius stopped at nothing to usurp the system. King Claudius did not assume the throne due to his own merits and qualifications, but through exploiting any means necessary. The actors and actresses, CEOs, and well-connected elite who engaged in the illicit scheme to gain admission for their children into the most prestigious universities acted much in the same way. That isn't how it's supposed to be. As an institution, college is meant to stem inequality and educate all Americans, upholding a society that offers equality of opportunity and success based on how hard you work, not who you know. But many now wonder, has the fundamental purpose of college been lost? Does the current admission structure do more to stratify inequality than it does to eliminate it? I sat down with Shannon Berrio, Director of College Counseling for Metairie Park Country Day School, to find out. Where else have you worked before becoming the Director of College Counseling at Country Day?
Before becoming the Director at Country Day, I worked at Dominican High School.
Okay.
And then prior to working at Dominican High School, I worked as a licensed professional counselor doing mental health counseling.
So what are some of the most important factors that colleges consider when looking at an applicant? Things that they like to focus on?
Sure. I think that the most important thing that a college admissions reader is going to look at is your transcript, the work that you've done in high school. Research suggests over and over again that the high school transcript is the best predictor of college success and completion. So that's the number one. And then you have a lot of things, activities list, community involvement, standardized test scores, the ability to pay or not pay does play into it.
And how big of a role does that play, do you think, the ability to pay or not to pay?
I think when you are building a class, you are also running a business. So colleges have to make money. So I think that sometimes the ability to pay the sticker price is advantageous to students in the college admissions process.
So have you heard about the recent college admissions scandal? What are your thoughts about it?
I have a lot of thoughts about it. I'm not surprised that this happens. I think it happens on smaller scales a lot, whether mm-hmm. that is just excessive help with an essay or securing accommodations for standardized tests. I definitely think that it happens. I think that there are donations being made. I think to some extent, admissions officers admitting legacies is an advantage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, athletic recruiting in general can be tied into that. But the scale of which this was done and the amount of money spent and the amount of deception, it's impressive.
So do you think that sort of behavior is commonplace in the world of college admissions?
I don't think it's commonplace. I think that it happens and people don't realize that they're being given an advantage. Mm-hmm. I think it happens especially in affluent communities where there are just a lot of resources to be bought so that you can get tutoring and test prep. And so it's not necessarily unethical or mm-hmm. stealing or cheating, but it is using financial resources to gain an advantage in admissions that right. under-resourced students don't have.
I think those who were most strongly impacted by these recent revelations were the students. It was those who were applying to college. It was the juniors and seniors who were submitting applications and taking standardized tests and filling their schedule with difficult classes to boost their GPAs. I had the opportunity to talk to them to hear what they think, to get their perspective, to understand how this has affected them.
I think it's really unfair and it's upsetting that people are able to abuse their power and wealth to cheat the system, basically, and take spots away from people who deserve places at those schools and stuff like that, yeah.
Does it make you mad?
Yeah, it's definitely disappointing for people that look up to those influencers and stuff, and also for the colleges, and that the admission process can be rigged, or people can bribe their way into nice schools like that, you know?
I don't think it's right. I don't think you should be able to pay your way into college. A lot of people use, I feel like it's a lot more common than just this one scandal, but a lot of the time people get in because of connections, and I don't think you should be able to use, I think the most qualified students deserve to go.
You know, I think it's kind of disgusting, honestly. Some people aren't born into the privilege that others have with their socioeconomic class, and those people who work their whole lives to crawl out of that class and to join some of these universities, maybe these more prestigious universities, and have the qualifications to get in, are getting denied because people are paying their way in.
I think it's very unfair, and like especially with the celebrities, I just find it insane that people can pay hundreds of thousands of dollars and really just pay people to take the ACT for their children, pay people to, you know, recruit their children for a sport they don't even play. I think it's absurd.
I think we've seen an overwhelming frustration from the public regarding this scandal. It struck a nerve across the country and given fire to the long-held perception that the wealthy and well-connected often exploit our system. It's the idea that we have a structure in place, we have these ideals, we advance these meritocratic values, yet instances such as these debase all of that. This clearly angers all who work hard, who contribute, who do as they are supposed to. It's disappointing to see that more often than not, those who don't play by the rules end up on top. That was certainly the perception in Hamlet, where King Claudius brutally murdered his brother and took to the throne. It captivated readers then, and it captivates the public now. But what you lose is the sense of accomplishment, the sense of purpose, the sense that you're doing something meaningful. Ultimately, King Claudius struggles with his decision and he isn't truly happy. I believe those who exploit the admissions process feel the same. They aren't supposed to be there. They didn't fulfill the requirements or meet the qualifications. And I think there's a lasting emptiness to that. While it may appear great to others, you lose something in the process. Yes, you can exploit the system. Yes, you can break the rules. But to what end? To appear better than the next person? To prove your worth to everyone else? Well, I think at that point, you begin to realize that you've already lost.